Hello, this is Nerds, and I will be answering Bunny Being Nosy questionnaire. So it looks like we've got 25 questions. I've got some water, and yeah, in the words of Philip DeFranco, let's just jump into it. Okay. All right, what's your favorite holiday and why? For me, it always has been Christmas. I just love staying indoors and getting presents. And my dad's birthday is around Christmas, so we get to celebrate that whenever I get home. And yeah, and also a family friend's birthday is like on Christmas Eve, and they're really sweet. They've actually been my piano teacher. And yeah, so that's why Christmas is my favorite holiday. All right, if you can live in any cinematic TV or anime universe, what would it be? Harry Potter, example, Harry Potter, Marvel, etc. I think this is probably a dead giveaway, but Pokemon. I grew up with Pokemon, would love a Pokemon as a pet. I have like so many Pokemon plushies, and yeah, it's basically Pokemon. What's your favorite audio tag to perform / write? It's definitely, I think a lot of you know that I love doing improvs, like I'll run with an idea that pops into my head. For example, I'm probably playing video games, eating a lollipop, just studying. That just pops into my head. Honestly, I get horny and it pops into my head and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make an audio because I'm horny and shit. And yeah. When it's really, really cold outside, what is your favorite meal to eat to warm up? Around the really cold days, my family likes to make this like chicken soup, not like the traditional chicken soup, but like a Chinese chicken soup that's made with like a bunch of herbs, ginger, shiitake mushrooms. I don't know if there's a name for it. I can look it up. Chicken soup. No, that's not it. It's basically like a Chinese chicken herbal soup that's like made with like it's made with goji berries, a root, red dates, American ginseng, rhizome roots, and Australopithecus roots. I know it's a lot, but it gives it like this like super earthy flavor that just like brings out the flavor of the chicken. And it always, like, whenever I try to make it, I like never try to make it because my parents like make the most delicious one. And yeah, it's I kind of rambled on like how it's made. Usually we make it in a pressure cooker nowadays. Like we just dump into the ingredients, dump it with some water and like flavorings, and it's good to go. But yeah, look up Chinese herb chicken soup and Chinese chicken herbal soup. Look it up. That's basically what I love to eat when to warm up. Okay, can you do a handstand? I don't think I can. I propped up against the wall, yes, but other than that, I don't think I can do a handstand. Do you use the home keys or no? So that's the WASD keys, if I'm understanding correctly. Yes, I do use that when I'm playing Among Us, and I recall using that when I'm playing Bayonetta. What's a skill you really want to learn? Okay, I'm actually going to get certification skills in this pretty soon, and I'm really excited about it. I'm getting my WSI, Water Safety Instructor license next year, and my lifeguarding instructor certification, as well as a certified pool operator. And that actually kind of popped into my head. That's kind of what I want to do in the future, is like operate a pool and things like that. I don't know, I just love working at a pool. I've been in varsity. I've been around the pool my whole life, basically. Okay, next question. What is your favorite type of weather? I really love sunny weather. It's all, I know, cliche for a girl that has a sunny disposition. But yeah, it's bright. It wakes me up. It gets my circadian rhythm going. I just love sunny weather. What was your favorite game to play as a kid? As a kid, I would borrow my cousin's Nintendo 64, and I remember playing Pokemon Stadium, and just the models at that time were like out of this world. Granted, like, I still play Pokemon to this day, so that basically was my gateway to playing Pokemon, and as I said in my previous question, I would want to live in the Pokemon universe. Waffles or pancakes? Is it too presumptuous to say I like both? They're just like pastries that you eat for breakfast. I like both, okay? Don't hurt me. Summer or winter? Honestly, my favorite season used to be summer, but now that I'm like thinking about it, I like winter more. Because it gives me a good excuse to stay inside. Also, recently when I've gone out in the summer, my skin like flares up and like becomes like blotchy and itchy. So, and that doesn't happen in the winter because I'm just staying at home. And also, it gives me excuses to snuggle with someone, though that's not really a thing right now in the COVID era, but a bitch can dream. If you could wake up tomorrow and be fluent in another language, what language would it be and why? I talked about this in my Curious Cat a little bit. High Valyrian. I just like High Valyrian. I love Game of Thrones, except for the 8th season, because fuck that. But yeah, I like Game of Thrones. I think High Valyrian sounds awesome. I mean, Valar Morghulis. Vala Dohaeris. Come on, you can't tell me that doesn't sound badass. Are you a morning shower or a night shower person? Well, I'm recording this at 10-ish a.m. and I recently showered, so yeah, I'm mostly a night shower person. Would you consider yourself a don't knock to get to you try a person in bed? Absolutely. I am a experimentalist, and I'm basically like, I'm gonna try this and see if I like it, basically. Unless it's something like I know I'm not gonna I don't know, what is it? I kind of don't want to say it in this questionnaire because it might freak people out, but oh well. Like scat or things like that, basically. All right. Not a question, just say something nice about yourself. Well, I consider myself a unapologetically me person. Both in real life and online. I kind of try to make people's experiences like authentic in a way. Yeah, I'm unapologetically me. Say that you had a really stressful and crappy day. What do you do to unwind after? First, I drink a lot of water, basically. It helps me decompress and release a lot of stress. And then I go to some of the, if there's vent channels, I will go there and just like type out my venting. And I also will probably just like play video games, probably like Animal Crossing, to just calm myself down. Or if it's a really bad day, I will probably play Bayonetta and just take out my anger on some demons and angels. Okay. What are your top three favorite movies? Okay, these are in no particular order, but unironically, one of them is The Room by Tommy Wiseau. I know that's hard to believe, but I actually do like watching The Room. It's a so bad it's good type of movie. And number two, Inside Out. Pixar's Inside Out. It's such a good movie. I think everyone should watch it. I've watched it twice already, and oh my god, it's probably one of the reasons why I got into psychology is just watching Inside Out. And number three, let me think about this for a minute. My third, like my favorite movie. Oh goodness, I'm not too sure myself. I do. Third favorite movies probably. The Steven Universe movie. I don't know, I've watched it several times and I think it's just a cute movie. I was watching it with my ex and with my ex, my boyfriend at the time. He's my ex now. I was just gushing over how adorable it was, and it's still adorable to this day. It just brings back like fond memories. Is there anything in particular you do in order to get in the mood for recording or writing? I think I said this earlier, but it's just whenever I just do something in my normal life, probably like just eating a lollipop, probably just typing out some notes, or just like writing things, or just playing video games. That just gets me in the mood, and I just like crack open up like Audacity and just start cranking something out. And of course, I do have the proper tools for it as well. If you can own any mythical creature as a pet, unicorn, dragon, etc., which one would you pick? I'm assuming that this could be unlimited to Pokemon. Oh wow, I have a lot of favorite Pokemon, but I think at the moment my favorite Pokemon is Altaria. It's a humming Pokemon that looks like it's made of like clouds and all that cool stuff. Like when I first saw it, I was like, oh my god, it's so pretty. It's like a bird, but with cloud wings, and it looks so majestic. And that's why I want that as like my pet, and I could use it as a mount too. What's your go-to movie watching snack slash candy? I don't really like to eat when I'm like watching a movie because I feel like it kind of distracts me because like I'm focusing on the food and I also have to focus on the movie. It's a bit too much for me. If I had to pick, I would have to probably say Hi Chew at the moment, because I recently had Hi Chew when I was just like watching a movie documentary and things like that, and it was like kind of boring, so I like had to eat it to like, get my brain going. Are you more extroverted or introverted in person? I've been told that I'm pretty extroverted by a lot of my friends. I kind of do, so I guess I consider myself extroverted. Was your first kiss actually a good one? It was in high school, so no. Other than the basic things like your wallet, phone, etc., is there something you try not to leave home without? If so, what is it? Okay, I do have a lot of things that I go about my day I don't like to leave home without my AirPods. Well, technically they're Raycons, but I like to listen to music when I'm going about my day, like listening to music, except probably when I'm conversing with someone, which doesn't usually happen. But yeah, that's like the one thing I try not to leave home without. What's a non-sexual act someone can do that you find very attractive? Just engaging in things that they like to do. I remember just looking, like if they're playing video games and they're like thoroughly enjoying it and like being passionate about it, that's hot as fuck. Like, another example I recall is, seeing one of my friends like enjoying like building together a Lego set, and I'm just like watching it longingly, and he's like, I don't know why you're staring at me like that. And I was like, oh, I was like, oh, I just like watching you build the Lego. I think it's cute. And he just like got really flustered and everything. It was really cool, cute. Name a song you never get tired of hearing. There's a lot of songs that I never get tired of hearing, but I guess the one song that I play over and over again, like when it's on Spotify, I try to like put it on repeat, is it's on my Spotify playlist. Let's see if I can get it. It's actually, I do have it on my Spotify. It is called "You Are the Only One" by Sergey Lazarev. I believe it was played during Eurovision 2016, and one of my friends at that time introduced me to Eurovision, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. They had like pretty visuals and everything. So go listen to "You Are the Only One" by Sergey Lazarev. It is a bop. All right, yeah, that is all of Rogue Bunnies, bunnies being nosy questions that I have answered. I hope you enjoyed all of that, and yeah, I look forward to making new content. So,